Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise to put on record today in this House my condemnation of an incident which occurred in Omagh on Saturday during the Pride Parade, when they used a place of worship, namely Omagh Gospel Hall, as a subject of their mockery. The posing of their drag queen on the boundary wall at the front of the Gospel Hall in such mockery, and having it posted all over social media, were not only shameful and provocative, but downright disgraceful. This despicable act and blatant provocative scene has caused deep offence, concern and hurt amongst many Bible-believing Christians. I was absolutely horrified, yet not surprised, when I saw such a clear, blatant display of disrespect outside this place of worship. The Pride movement claimed to promote respect, compassion and tolerance, but where was it on Saturday? Their very actions have condemned the words which proceed out of their mouth. With Pride, it appears to be a matter of you do what you're told, but we'll do what we want. This must be called out for what it is, cannot be ignored or excused. Today I call on the Parades Commission, who gave the green light for this event in Omagh, to carefully consider this action, which is the cause of much offence amongst many within our communities. Over the years, we're all too familiar with the strict principles placed on loyal orders by the Parades Commission in relation to parades in the vicinity of places of worship with regards to respect and sensitivity. Therefore, the same standards must apply to Pride, and this incident cannot be ignored or brushed under the carpet. I also call on the National Lottery and Fermanagh and Omagh District Council, who provided funding for this event, to take careful cognizance of the situation in light of future funding for events of this nature in Omagh. I want to also say to the organisers of the Pride Parade that such actions of disrespect and mockery will never be tolerated and will be continually called out for what they are. And I also call on the organisers of the parade to issue a public apology for the hurt caused to so many Bible-believing Christians and others on Saturday at this event. I would remind them what the Word of God tells us, that whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Thank you.